how does mapping apply to this space and this project and this city?
Well, I would definitely say it's more than a mapping, because I'm sort of in this sort of organization of different activities or events. You're inserting either subversions or interventions within something that already exists. So it's not simply a mapping, of course. Mm-hmm. I could say very critically also that I probably am very much inserting my own meanings into what I see here and what's going on in the city at this time. But there is definitely, part of it is an intent to make a documentation and to make a map or a tracing without intent, because I don't know exactly what to expect. There isn't a certain sort of ideal visualization that I could achieve with this project. So maybe it would tend more towards the tracing aspect. I don't know.
How would you do it concretely?
How would I do it concretely?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of what I'm
to do, yeah.
I mean, there are
tracing activity.
Different things. I mean, even so much as just hanging out here and seeing what's going on in the city, which and what's going on this street and with my neighbors, which I actually don't do that often, you know. But in the same way where he talks about how Deligny talks about inserting himself into the tracing and not neglecting his presence as part of that sort of whatever experience that the autistic kids are going through, I am inserting myself in terms of my interactions with the people here, in terms of whatever I organize and the people that I bring into this environment that wouldn't have been here otherwise.
Mm. What's the trace for you here? What do you consider the trace after a week and a half of doing this?
See, that's interesting, because I mean, we talked about this the other day. It's because what has been almost more noticeable for me are the possibilities that have been created that I didn't expect. And I wouldn't,
like, what haven't you expected?
I mean, a very simple one was, like, during the opening ceremonies, we showed the thing on a screen here,
mm-hmm.
and I basically imagined it and planned it with everybody sitting out here and watching in front, and it happened so that there a sort of click formed inside, and people chose to watch it from the inside and watch it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But they sort of separated themselves from the locals that were sitting outside, and this was like a group of friends that sort of enclosed themselves in the inside of the space. And I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. That there sort of becomes this sort of, that the screen becomes a boundary that is crossed that I hadn't planned.
So was it, who were the friends in here?
Well, it started with two friends, and then they had friends that came over, so then the group of them sat in here, and they didn't interact so much with the people that were out here.
Uh-huh.
And they watched it, you know, quietly just hanging out, whatever, you know. But I hadn't imagined that at all to happen, and that there would be this sort of, a still very conscious sort of separation of the social networks that were made mm-hmm. possible by this event.
Can you
sit outside, actually?
can you talk to me about what, when you say, like, this space? Like, talk to me what you're doing.
Well, basically, I just moved in here last year.
Okay.
Because since I've been living in China, I've been really interested in that sort of, in the blurry areas between public and private space
right.
that exists in Chinese society. And so I hadn't a clear idea of what I wanted to do, but living here was an attempt to sort of experiment with that.
Yeah.
But it hadn't come until now that I sort of have been able to organize a project revolving.
Right,
so
right.
What's going on now during the Olympics is basically me organizing a series of activities ranging from this here, this meeting, to a party, or to even me, like, just being here and being more conscious, I suppose, in
right,
this
right,
attempt
right.
to trace or to document what's going on and to talk to people, see how they feel about things going on, and to see this sort of, what was interesting for me about the Olympics is that it's a completely structured sort of grid,
mm-hmm.
a timetable of like what's going on and what has been imposed upon the city, upon the people here,
right.
by this sort of, I don't know, nationalistic sentiments, mm-hmm. by economic interests, whatever,
mm-hmm.
what have you, and how that does or does not affect what's going on a very everyday life sort of level.
Right, 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 cool.
So you're being traced right now.
But there's one thing that it wasn't really clear in the paper, that her conclusion about the common space.
Yeah.
How all those traces become a common space that would be a trace.
Yeah,
space.
I think it's the motion, emotion.
Yeah,
oh,
that.
That's kind
yeah,
of like ruined.
When people start putting parentheses and dashes in the words, I'm just always like, mm.
Picture at the end of the paper, too, you know?
But, yeah, I don't know.
The
I think it goes
back
to the
emotion is important.
The lack of, even like the lack of the ability to really explain this sort of ontological knowledge that we may embody in our... Because I think what she's emphasizing in the comment is that it's not something in a noun form. Process.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is vague, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess that was my problem with the paper, is it seems like it really does rest on vagueness, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't argue very well.
No.
It makes links that are kind of weak.
Yeah,
even though
they
are good ideas,
I think,
they're really
I think
a lot of good
yeah,
ideas.
It's just almost just... It's like syntax, you know, and the argument is some of the links, you know, she just has these kind of these differences that she kind of draws out, but only just because, you know, it's sort of a couple paragraphs following each other, you know, it's not spelled out. I don't think it's quite, which is, I guess, not totally bad, you know,
mm-hmm.
But that was a big problem
mm-hmm.
I had with the paper.
Right.
And it's amazing how a lot of these sort of tracing or mapping processes especially come out of ethnographies and stuff like that, you, especially when it's in my classes with the stuff, you'd almost always end up talking about more like about the author themselves
mm-hmm.
and what the sort of their idea of tracing or how they map people reflected upon them as authors
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
ethnographers rather than their sort of ability to sort of derive any information out of like the subject of like the ethnography in a strange way. And that's why I still consider it such a, you know, abstract and subjective process, because how I feel like what you decide to trace or what you're, you know, or trace and then move to map or whatever you're trying to pull, like within, you know, such a activity, you know, is ultimately really tied into your own sort of discursive notions of what sort of gesture of language, bodily position is supposed to mean. And it also often happens, especially sort of like on an ethnographic project, that you're already starting with a conclusion in the first place that, you know, really affects, you know, what you're almost looking for in
yeah.
people while you're like with a trace, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're tracing someone, it sort of implies that there's like some sort of motive or desire in the first place to, you know, embark on such a project,
which is exactly true of his thing, you know, because he decides that movement and movement through space is the most primary thing for them, right? Rather than, you know, anything else, like, I guess not language, but sound or whatever.
And that's why I think it's interesting, you know, the whole entire idea of tracing or mapping, you know, takes sort of a certain level of reflexivity, you know what I mean? And that's why I thought it was really interesting, that quote about, or I thought, I mean, the book sounds really interesting about, you know, that is, by considering walking as beginning of architecture, you know, proposed another history of architecture, one that is not of settlements, cities and buildings made of stones, but of movements, displacements and flows of, you know, of these, how people move through different areas, and, but... You know, in a strange way, one, that sort of process of tracing or mapping, you know, denotes sort of, it's just like really sort of self-reflexive action that you can sort of imbue or construct like deeper meaning out of sort of everyday practices, you know, such as like following a trail or...